We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Beautiful fall day in the Delaware Valley. Hello, Ike.
What up there, Johnny Marks? Happy Wednesday, brother.
Well, it is a happy Wednesday, but I'm concerned about the big fella, Ike.
That's what I've heard all day, really. I mean, all morning, on the way in.
What's concerned?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Was that at the camera?
That's awesome.
Yes, Ike, and include me in the concern club.
Oh, God.
Right, like you're surprised. Here's the thing. I'm not going to criticize him for the way he played on Sunday night because he needed to. Right? Like, either you lose bad or you do what Carson Wentz did, and what he did, he played spectacular on Sunday night. But I think the issue really is, I think we would all agree, the quarterbacks that play 16 games a year, the Matt Staffords, the Phillip Rivers, those kind of guys, Carson Wentz is never going to be that guy. And I'm not even going to call him injury prone. He's just going to take a beating during games. I mean, the way he's playing right now, he's going to get hurt because he's going to take so many hits. And it's because he extends plays. It's because of his ability to get away from a pass rush that ultimately is going to cost him games. And I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Carson's got to be smarter going forward than he was in the first two games. Right? He just does. He's never going to stay healthy. And that's the most important thing for this team. That means he's got to change the way he plays a little bit. And what I mean with that is not the necessarily running around and the athletic stuff that he does, but he's got to get rid of the ball faster. He can't do it every play. Mm. And that's what he was doing all Sunday night. It was the Carson Wentz show. There was nobody. The offensive line did such a crap job, but he's going to get killed if he keeps doing that.
Yeah, well, how about tell the offensive line to block?
I agree.
Let's do that. You know, so here's what I'll say. You know, I'm here to ease all concerns and fears about the big fella. You all right back there? Yeah, he's back there in the stable. He's good. Day off. Extra oats.
Yeah, no practice
extra
today.
Extra treatment. Let the big fella mend a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not injured, but he may be a little battered and bruised. It's the price you pay to play quarterback in this league.
I know, but we're 2 weeks in.
Oh man, he's been hit.
I mean, he has.
I mean, yeah, we're 2 weeks in. Yeah, he's been hit a lot. Yeah, I know. It's all his fault. I get it. It's all his fault.
No. I'm not trying to make this a negative. I'm not trying to say to him he's being selfish by doing this or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's trying to do what it takes to win.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that if they really want to win, if Carson really wants to win, he's got to realize that his health is the most important thing.
He realizes that. I think everywhere in this Delaware Valley, every person in the Delaware Valley realizes that. He knows that more than anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think he makes the changes to his diet, the body changes he made this offseason, if he's not conscious of that. That's fairly obvious to me. See, what you guys are doing is your fears are coming to the surface. And I feel sorry for you, man. I feel bad for you, Eagle fans.
Sorry for me?
Yeah, for Eagle fans that are sitting on pins and needles watching this guy play. Because it has to be nerve-wracking. Because I don't know if you're either worried about your worst fears coming true or you're trying to project your worst fears to come true. Or it's not a fear of yours. It's just something you
No, I think it's
predicted.
Reality.
You predict, no, everybody's different.
Okay.
Everybody's different because there are some people out there that are hell-bent on saying he's going to be hurt no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment he gets hit, the moment he limps or whatever, they rush to call 94WIP. I told you he's going to get hurt. I told you. So those are people who overreact to everything. That's either due to fear of it happening or you want to be right that you predicted it would happen. You can't speak for everybody, Johnny Marks. Because the people, when Doug altered practice today,
mm-hmm.
it set off a firestorm.
Mm-hmm.
It set off a firestorm. Now, where did that come from?
Well, Fritz texted me immediately and said, oh, sure, he's not healthy. And,
right.
Or he's healthy. And I was just like, oh, I hadn't even thought of that's why he called off practice because Carson's hurt.
Well, all I know
a lot of people did.
It caused a firestorm. Twitter jumped. They overreacted. So that's due to something.
Yeah, but it's not. If you watch the game on Sunday night, mm-hmm. you were just literally the whole game on Watson. I'm being like, he's going to get killed. He's literally going to get killed because the way the offensive line was blocking, the way he plays.
We know that.
The way he's going to get killed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's an overreaction to watch the game on Sunday night and be like, yeah, he's never going to make it through the season. Because that's how I felt. I'm watching the game being like, it's only a matter of time.
Okay, and you may be right. My only point is, okay, now what do you do? How do you fix it? See, now the simplified answer is get the ball out of your hands quick because mm-hmm. nobody can go to anything else. You can't go to anything else, so everybody's answer is get the ball out of your hands quick.
Quicker, yes.
Quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer to everything now.
Yeah.
When he got the ball out of his hands quick against Washington in the first half,
mm-hmm.
what was the deal then? They couldn't move the ball.
Right.
Remember all the checkdowns he was throwing against Washington in that first half?
Mm, sure.
Okay.
All right. But
hold on. Was the offense moving?
It was not moving.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Not to the, I mean, the middle of the second, they got a
when
nice...
the ball went where?
Well, I mean, Ike, they scored against the Redskins on big plays, right?
No. You're just looking at the big plays.
Right.
There's other parts of the offense where he hit guys down the field. My only point is, when everybody says get the ball out of your hands quicker and take it down to the backs or what have you, he did that in the first half versus the Redskins, and it didn't move the offense. So you have a quarterback, thank God, who wants to take chances down the field at times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has to figure out when to do it, when not to do it, but that's just something he's going to have to figure out. This is the quarterback we have. And as long as he's here, there may be some of you that worry about the injury thing every time he steps on the field. But the bottom line, he's not going to change until some quarterback is going to make you feel at ease. He's going to play his game. And exactly what I want him to do, play his game. That's what I want him to do. You're not in that game if he's not playing his game.
You're right.
Sunday night.
No, they get.
You're not in that game.
They get busted.
There are several other plays he made in the Washington game.
I agree.
That if he doesn't do that, those plays can't be made.
I agree with you.
Okay. So he's gonna play the game the only way he knows how to play the game, and we just have to trust as he continues to grow as a player in his league, and the more games he plays, things he sees, he learns from them, and he gets better at playing the quarterback position. But if you think he's about to turn into Tom Brady and be some pocket quarterback, you're wrong. That's never going
to
happen.
He needs
with
to be more of a pocket quarterback.
That's never going to happen with him.
He needs to
until you don't block for him.
So similar comps when I see Carson getting beat up like that. It's Andrew mm-hmm. Luck and Cam Newton, right? Similar styles.
Yep.
One's retired, the other's cooked. Right? I don't want Carson to be cooked in 3 or 4 years.
The one that's cooked. I hear you. It was good enough to win MVP and get his team to the Super Bowl.
He was, but now okay. he's but now he's cooked.
I hear that. But here's the thing that we're going to have to understand about today's game of football. They don't draft pocket quarterbacks. So all these guys are exposed. Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, all the young quarterbacks, they're all exposed. It's part of the game now. It is what it is.
That you just have to
accept
the new quarterback. You're saying that you just have to accept that they're going to take hits and there's going to be injuries.
And they may not play 20 years. And they may not play 16 games straight.
Forget about 20 years.
Well,
let's just talk about 10.
My point is because the comps is the guys that have played the longest, the Eli Mannings, the Phillip Rivers, the Tom Brady's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that have played 15 plus years. Yeah, we may have to understand as football fans that these quarterbacks may not play that long.
What are you even doing, Jack? What are you doing in there? Is that going out in the air, or are you saying it to me?
What are you?
That's not over the air.
I don't know.
What you're saying is going over the air.
No, but I heard a couple times during the segment where stuff's in the ear, but I can't. I didn't know if you're playing sound drops or what. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
Yeah, you got to brace yourself, that's all.
But see, you don't. Like, you're already resigned to the fact that he's just going to get hurt, and that's the nature of the position in 2019. And I'm not okay with that. Because if you make adjustments, you can stay healthier. You can. Sometimes the athletic ability is your poison. With Mike Vick, who, by the way, is going to join us today at 4:15. Mm-hmm. At 4:15. No?
4:30.
4:30.
Mm-hmm.
It was his poison. Couldn't stay healthy. The athletic ability. Right? With Carson Wentz, I don't want the athletic ability to keep him from staying healthy. He needs to be available. Like, I'm not asking him to be Eli Manning. I'm asking him to protect himself a little bit better. 888-729-9494.
Is he on block or play quarterback?
Huh?
Is he going to block and protect, or is he going to play quarterback? You're saying you're asking him to protect himself a little bit better.
Yes.
No, that's what they pay those five guys up front to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we know that, and they need to play better.
Okay.
But there's always going to be where, even if they block well.
Do we not have, we're supposed to have the best offensive line in football. Quarterback's been hit a ton, and we can't run. Oh, but it's Wentz's fault.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. No, I mean, nobody said it's Wentz's fault. No one watched the game
on Sunday night.
That's
sarcasm.
Okay.
Okay, hang with me.
Is this how we're going to get off to a start? You're going to fight with me? Yesterday, I was actually being positive, and I was saying the Eagles can still win a Super Bowl even with this defense, and I was called an idiot by you and everybody else.
Never called you an idiot.
Well, you know what I mean.
No. I would never say that.
But what I mean... But,
never called you an idiot.
But I guess my point is that, like, what I said yesterday was I still think this team's good enough to win a Super Bowl with the defense. It was I was shouted down to be like, no, they're not good enough. They're not good enough.
Well, that was my opinion.
Okay. 888-729-9.
You want me to agree with you?
Well, you should.
Well, you got to say something that I would agree with. Right now, you don't. You're not making any sense.
729-9494.
Being unrealistic.
Marks and Reese. No, I'm not being unrealistic. The question to me is, can he be a good enough quarterback with what we're talking about if he changes his game? Can he be a good enough quarterback? Is he a special quarterback?
He's not going to change his game.
Well, he should.
Well, he's not.
888-729-9494. We start with you on the other side. Big show today. We have Larry Anderson at 3 o'clock. Phillies are still in it. Phillies gained a game last night.
Stop it.
They're four games back.
Stop it.
Right in the thick of things.
Brian Baldinger.
Nice win last night. Stop
it. 4 o'clock. Good win last night, man. Good win. Nice they gained win. A game.
Yep.
Four games back. Brian Baldinger, 4 o'clock.
Baldy.
Mike Vick at 4:30. Marks and Reese. Your phone calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Ike Reese here for Pella Windows and Doors. Do you need a break from the summer heat? Stop by your local Pella showroom and check out their amazing new products. From integrated blinds, screens that hide themselves, or simply Pella's lifetime warranty. Pella has what you need, and now through September 19th, get 40% off qualifying installation or no interest and no payments for a full year. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaPhilly.com to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right, Marks and Reese, huge show today. L.A., Larry Anderson, 3 o'clock. Brian Baldinger, 4 o'clock. Michael Vick at 4:30. Your phone call starting right now with Andy in Deptford. Andy, what's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, Ike?
What's up, Andy?
What's up, John?
How
Yo,
doing,
John,
buddy?
Man, I think some things are certain in life. It's going to be cold in the winter. It's going to be hot in the summer, and you're going to stay sipping on that haterade, my man. Come on. Bro, the offense is going to be fine.
Okay.
My biggest thing I could pick apart from that offense, I think the thing that we're missing most is Frank Reich. I mean, you look at the offense, the 2 years he was here, the first 15 plays, our first possession. They were extremely successful. Not to say that Doug's not successful with the offense. I just think it takes Doug a little bit to get in the flow of the game before he starts throwing those darts. I mean, you look at what Frank Reich has done with the Colts with Jacoby Brissett. They really didn't miss a beat without Andrew Luck. The offense is going to be fine. If you're going to complain about anything, John, complain about that defense. We got cornerbacks that are getting toasted left and right, week in and week out. And we got defensive end, Brandon Graham. Who? Where is this guy? He looks like he's on the back of a milk carton or something because he's been MIA. That's our concern. I'm not worried about the offense.
Yeah, I haven't spoke negatively about the offense. They did score 21 points on Sunday night. You saw that, right?
About the quarterback. He's the focal point of the offense. So you can't say you're not ripping the offense. When you're ripping.
I'm not ripping, but see, Andy, grow up. I'm not ripping Carson Wentz. I'm saying that he's not going to stay healthy if he keps playing the way that he's playing. You agree with that? Do you agree with that? You think he can make slight adjustments in his game to where he's not going to get killed?
If the line doesn't block, what the hell do you expect the quarterback to do?
Throw the ball away. Throw the ball away and lose the game because you lost it anyway. Throw the ball away.
Sometimes the quarterback has to make plays on his own. That's why they get the big bucks. They don't get the big bucks to turtle up like Eli Manning. Come on, you sound stupid.
That's a little harsh.
You know what? No, you know what they do? They get paid big bucks to win games and be on the field. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Carson struggled with. All right? That's what he struggled with, being on the field. He's missed significant time each year.
Yeah, we
everybody knows that.
We understand that.
Okay.
But I don't think that was an issue. Let's bring it down in simplest form. Because I think everybody's overreacting to Sunday night. I think that's what everybody's doing. Now, all of a sudden, Carson's health is an issue. He went into the tent when he didn't really feel he needed to. He was out for several minutes when he wanted to be back in the game. Everybody's overreacted. Doug altered practice. Now, Wentz being injured has become been a topic of discussion. We couldn't wait to get into this. And he didn't put himself in harm's way last week versus the Redskins. He didn't turtle up when pressure was around him, when the pocket was collapsing. You know what he did? He found Alshon in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. You know what he did? On 3rd and 15, he rolled out to his left and found Zach Ertz for a first down that extended the drive that led to points. That's what he did. He didn't turtle up Sunday night. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Carson played great Sunday night. That's not what I'm telling you, but we're talking about him protecting himself. That's what we're discussing. I'm saying what he did last Sunday night was more out of necessity. And if he doesn't play that way, you aren't in that game.
Oh, I can totally agree.
There's no DeSean Jackson. There's no Alshon Jeffrey. There's no running game to speak of. If he isn't the Broncos Sunday night in the second half, you're not in that game.
But see, here's what I'm saying, right? And I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
What makes Carson special, what made him special on Sunday night was two things. A, that he's able to make plays where the protection breaks down and he's more or less just running around in circles trying to get away from the defense. And he makes plays off that. I get that. And second, he felt like he had the clutch scene on Sunday night. He did. Like he wasn't going to be denied. That was a great fourth quarter for him.
Yeah.
And that's great. But if he continues to have to do that, if the offensive line can't protect him, I'd rather him throw the ball away in some of those spots.
But then what? Then the offense stalls, and then everybody's upset because we're over there with no points.
Yeah, but how come you can't have it the other way to where you figure out another way to get yards? Instead of having to do that, you get the ball out earlier.
Hold on. You said throw it away.
Yes.
Right. So I said then the offense stalls. I mean, we assume that he doesn't get rid of the ball because he doesn't want to get rid of the ball or something. Maybe sometimes the guys aren't open.
No, I
don't know. I mean, he held onto the ball Sunday night. He's out there with three guys.
Because guys aren't open. That's why he's holding on to the ball.
Well, he didn't practice with the guys all week.
No.
He's out there with three guys for a whole game that he hasn't practiced. We know who he got the ball out quick to. Zach Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
Practiced with him all week.
Okay.
Nelson Aguilar is a part of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know who had a good game? Nelson Aguilar. When he threw the ball to Nelson, he had no problems, right?
He did.
So the other two guys who were a part of the offense and that would be out there, that would be Alshon and D-Jack, young guys. Mac Hollins now. Hold on, let me finish real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't want to hear it, but let me finish real quick.
I'm listening to you.
Because this is the reason why I'm saying it, is that Atlanta makes adjustments defensively at times. If they take Zach or Nelson away and the other young guys aren't open, neither one of them are blazers, but this is where the read says, I got to go with the ball. Carson's not ready to release it because he doesn't see them open. Now he has to make something happen. All this could have contributed to Sunday night's performance. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, what we don't like to do, we don't like to allow for the circumstances to really be accounted for why the guy plays the way that he plays. We just want to assume it's just black and white. He needs to do this or this is going to happen. That's not how it works in live action on the field. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, first down, throw the ball away. Second down, throw the ball away. Third down in the fourth quarter, don't throw the ball away. I mean, sometimes you have to choose to fight another down or day, and that's what I'm worried about with Carson.
Okay.
When I say he's trying to do too much, it's not a negative. He's trying to win the game, and the only way they were going to win the game. No, it's not.
You say he's trying to do, okay, I didn't know that. Normally when somebody says you're trying to do too much, that's somewhat of a negative.
He's trying to pick up for the loss of talent, for the offensive line not blocking him. But if he's not healthy and he's not going to stay healthy, if you watch the game on Sunday night, there's a good chance that none of these guys are going to be playing this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't play the same way this week.
Well, he has the benefit of having practice with the guys all week.
It's a good point. But my point is that if the offensive line doesn't block well again and you have the same skill guys out there this week,
mm-hmm.
and this is on Doug Peterson too,
mm-hmm.
you can't keep letting him go out there and play that. A lot of this is on Doug Peterson. He's never going to last. He's never going to last. So he's going to be hurt every year.
So if the offense is stagnant Sunday because you don't have D-Jack and Alshon out there,
mm-hmm.
and Carson plays in the pocket,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't try to make anything happen, and they lose the game, then what happens?
Plays in the pocket more.
However you want to phrase
Picks
it.
Picks and chooses his spots
you want to phrase
more.
It. And they lose the game, then what?
We will have a discussion on Monday.
I know it.
At 888-729-9494.
And that's why he needs to play his game, because he knows he's in a no-win situation. So if that's the case, I may as well go down playing the way that I'm comfortable playing. I'm going to get blamed regardless if we don't win. It doesn't matter.
Right, but I mean, who cares what the media says? Who cares
says? He's the one who has to answer the questions.
Right.
What do you mean?
No, I know, but are you trying to win a Super Bowl? Are you trying to get the most wins?
No,
have a longer career? Or are you worried about what we're talking about?
The point is, no, he's worried about playing his game that's going to make him feel the most comfortable. That's the point that I'm making, is that it doesn't matter if he does what everybody says, stays in the pocket, and everything else. If they don't win, he still gets the blame for it.
His head coach wanted him to get the ball out more. He said it. He didn't have to say that.
I can't explain it anymore the way, I mean, you know.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
My
how
man.
You doing?
What's up, Chuck?
Excellent.
Ike, listen, I always agree with you, man. I love you on the
don't
radio.
Don't start
but
changing
I,
now.
Listen, I'm going to change because I don't agree with you, man. This guy is reverting back to the way he played last year. And, that's not a good thing. Some of those hits are unnecessary hits that he's taken. And then we sit here and act like we can't say nothing about Carson Wentz. We've ripped Donovan McNabb for years, mm-hmm. and Donovan never had weapons around him. So I don't want to hear this notion, oh, Alshon went down, Deshaun went down. Carson Wentz is still the quarterback of this team, and some of those shots I've seen him taking, like that rib shot, he doesn't have, go down. I mean, just take the sack at times. You know, live to see another down, and this is the fourth quarter. Like, you know, like Johnny was saying, if it's the fourth quarter, okay, I understand. Now you extend the play or whatever case may be.
Let me ask you this real quick, Chuck.
But that's early in the game, man.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick, Chuck. See, we got the benefit of hindsight. So you could say the fourth quarter was a close score this week. What if you get to the fourth quarter and you're down by 21 already?
Well, I mean, I understand that, but that wasn't the case.
I just said we got the benefit of hindsight. He doesn't know that at the time. He can't say, oh, the game is going to be close in the fourth quarter, so I should go ahead and just let everything go right now.
Well, what I'm saying is, man, you know, why is this thing? When McCown came in the game, boom, 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 down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing similar to a quarterback that's in Jacksonville now.
Mm-hmm.
A backup quarterback was in Jacksonville. That's in Jacksonville now.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Why when Carson gets in the game, it doesn't look that simple? Like, he makes it harder than what it is.
Well, it's simple to throw a 3-yard pass to the running back in the flats, but it looked pretty good last week versus Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like those 3-yard passes to the running back in the flats in week one. Weren't getting first downs.
No. We like the long bombs to DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
So we have Bob in Westchester who wants to talk about Josh McCown running the offense better.
Mm-hmm.
Bob in Westchester. Bob, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
You're welcome, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I just want to – that's my point. When Carson's out there, it seems like he's doing too much. For the past two seasons, we are dead last scoring points in the first quarter. So everybody says, oh, well, look at what Carson did in the second half. Well, how about Carson score some points in the first half, and then they're not coming from behind every game like they've been? And
well,
the last caller made a perfect point about, guess what? McCown didn't practice with certain people, but he came in and that offense was running pretty smooth. So that's what I'm trying to say.
This is a classic case of people just take a narrative and just keep repeating it. How many yards did McCown get when the offense was running? How booming was it?
Ike, you can't sit there and say that he did not move that team down the field more fluently than Wentz did. And I'm not bashing Wentz. I think he's a really good quarterback.
Listen. Nobody said you're bashing Wentz. And I'm not being defensive. What I'm doing is trying to enlighten you. You want to bring up the point that McCown ran the offense better. He gained 24 yards. He received the ball in great field position. You get the instruction of, we have a guaranteed three. Don't turn the ball over. He throws the ball to the running backs in the flat twice. He was 3 for 5 for 24 yards.
He was taking what the defense was giving him.
Right. As they were playing.
Hold on.
As they were playing a defense that you don't let the ball get thrown over your head with seconds to go before halftime. You keep everything in front of you. So I just wanted to explain that to you.
No, but it seems like everybody is coming up with excuses. Everyone wants to
That's not an excuse. That's not making that catch. That's
what,
not an excuse.
What about
that's,
Wentz throwing two interceptions?
Now you're
what
jumping to
him?
Something else. Now you're jumping to something else. Nobody is making excuses for interceptions.
Yeah, I can't.
Nobody's made an excuse for Carson's poor play in the first half, other than the fact that how can you not allow for some of that, some of the reasoning for that, is a lack of weapons where they go missing after one series.
Mm-hmm.
That has to contribute to some of that, the effectiveness of the offense.
Yeah, we're getting carried away with this Josh McCown stuff.
Yeah,
he had three completions for 24 yards. I mean,
I thought I broke down all the plays yesterday that he had in there.
You did. Inside the play? That was not inside the play.
I get it. Josh McCown did what he was supposed to do. Don't hurt the team. We got great field position. Matt Ryan just made a horrible decision with an interception from his end zone. Ron Darby runs it to the 41-yard line. Man, if we get 5 yards, we got three.
Yep.
A shot at three. Don't turn the ball over. Don't put the ball in harm's way. Coupled with the defense saying, we don't give up the deep ball.
Right.
With seconds to go.
Well, and Doug's comfortable.
We don't give up the deep ball. We rally to the football and make the tackle underneath.
And Doug's fine with taking three because you get the ball to come out in the second half.
Exactly. Which,
by the way, didn't work out because Corey Clement fumbled it. But Doug
Thank
knows
you.
That he's getting the ball
Thank
to come
you.
Out in the second half.
Thank you.
So you're playing conservative. You're playing for points.
Thank you.
Especially when your backup quarterback's in.
Thank you.
If Carson's in the game.
It may be different.
They're not as conservative, but Doug's calling a conservative.
It's still the same approach. You're exactly right. It's still the same approach. Now the quarterback may take a shot or two down the field, but the coach's approach is the same.
Yep.
Get the three now. We get the ball coming out at the half.
Let's go to Darren, South Philadelphia. Darren, how are you?
What's up, Mr. Marks? What's up, little brother?
Did something happen on Saturday? I actually think we have some tape of it.
Oh, y'all got tape now.
Here's the Arizona State call of the field goal with 12 men on. Here it is.
There's the snap. Ball's down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is no good. He missed it, and time has expired. And Arizona State with a stunning 10-7 upset of heavily favored Michigan State.
Well, first of all, before I let you go, Darren, that stinking Pac-12 refereeing crew, that officiating crew.
Let me say this.
Hold on. I'm going to let you talk. You hold on for a second. I got to get these guys in check first. You guys are going to keep hounding me about my Spartans. That was an illegal play Arizona did by having a guy
launch
himself on a field goal that Pac-12 officiating crew blatantly ignored and allowed it to happen, but somehow they saw 12 men on the field from our stupid special teams team that went out there to kick the winning field goal after we made it. Don't keep making me rehash that dumb game, man.
The kick is away. It's no good.
Yeah, I didn't drink in celebration Saturday.
All right, Darren, you're back.
Now, go ahead.
I only call for Michigan games. I wasn't even worried. That was funny and all. But I was referring to our annual bet, which you didn't pay up for, when we were at that good old McFarland's. You said you had me and you forgot about me. I'm just saying. You said you had my
double money. Or nothing.
I don't even know what he's talking about, man. And McFarland's.
State of the Eagles address, up there in Horseshoe.
Oh, McGurk's.
Over there.
McGurk's.
What'd you get? I didn't get lunch for you?
No, you didn't. You said, I got you. Look, I got you. I'll pay my debt, and I went to go order, and nobody could get you.
Nah, you got to get me, man. You got to get me while I'm right there. You got to come see me
it's
at
all good, brother.
One of my other
spots. I look forward to this year.
Okay.
But I was agreeing with you up until you brought Nelly into it. I'm sorry. Everybody wants to blame Carson. How about we blame a receiver who point blank dropped six. I'm sorry. I'm not a USC receiver. Anybody. So everybody wants to blame Carson. Carson had us winning the game had Nelson Aguilar just done his job and caught the ball. Everybody wants to blame Carson for taking hits. If Carson didn't play the way he did, he wouldn't have the opportunity to throw the ball to Nelly to win it, and Nelly dropped it, like point blank, period. This conversation is completely different if Nelly catches the ball. But Nelly being Nelly, he didn't have a great game. He had a subpar, and he dropped the winning catch. And I'm so will be happy when he goes somewhere else, because I've not been a Nelly fan. You know that, little brother.
But they need him now. That's for sure.
You call me little brother. Nah. You get away with that for about another month or so, and then that's over with.
He with two little brothers in the same call.
We get these bragging rights.
Yeah.
Whatever. I chose not to kill Nelly because, I mean, he did make some big catches in that game. He made some. He dropped it. We know it. It is obvious. We know it.
Yeah. But here's the way I look at it.
Everybody forgave Alshon for dropping the ball in the playoffs.
Wouldn't the Falcons have had 2 minutes left anyway?
Yeah, there's no guarantee that they wouldn't have.
I mean, look what they did.
Yeah.
Look what they did anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big drop, but I mean,
that would have made the score what? That would have made the score 27-24?
Yep.
So, yeah, they still could have gotten field goal range.
Could have done a lot of things. There's plenty of time.
I would have liked to have seen
left
it, though.
On the clock. Me too. Well, he's got to catch it. Everybody knows he's got to catch it. He knows he's got to catch it. I mean, I'm no Nelson Aguilar fan. He had a pretty good game up until then.
And guy's beating himself up enough this week. I don't want to pile on. And by the way, you're going to need him Sunday.
You are.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't have time to beat up Nelly. We need his confidence high.
Let's go to Fred, Northeast Philly. Frederick, how are you?
Oh, Johnny. How you doing? I'm here to talk to Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny, why don't you like this guy? And don't say you like him, because you don't. It's all over you when you talk about him. Mm-hmm. And then when I say something, you just sit there and you go,
Right. Fred, what do you want me to say? You just told me I'm not allowed to say that I don't like him, so I can't answer that question. So what would you like me to say?
I don't get it. I don't get it. This guy gave us the lead. Last year you trashed him on the Tennessee game. You trashed them on the Carolina game.
Yeah.
Winning seven. When is the defense going to get blamed for something?
I feel like everybody blamed the defense last year. Are we really going back to last year? You want to debate last year with Carson Wentz?
No, but you brought it up.
So here's last year with Carson Wentz. They kept losing games, and they kept losing games late when the offense had chances to win games, right? And I know that he was injured. I know that's a part of it, right? But no one seemed to want to actually blame the quarterback for any of those losses in real time the day after those games. I was the one guy that said, you know what? They needed to score more points. You know your defense isn't great. You need to score more points. So I looked at the quarterback, who's supposed to be the most important job in sports. I looked at him and said, I need more from Carson Wentz. That's how I looked at Carson Wentz last year. That got ran with to where I'm a Carson Wentz hater to this year where you're still saying that I hate Carson Wentz, even though I said he played his ass off on Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. The way you talk about him, you don't like him. Listen to me. I got one more thing, all right? You want him to be a pocket passer and stand back there.
Nope.
What happened to Donovan McNabb when he stood back there, when Andy Reid changed his game? He wasn't the same Donovan McNabb. You can't change these guys' style of play.
He also, Fred, lost some mobility. Really, when Donovan lost the mobility to get out of sacks, that's when he lost what was special to him in this league. I don't think anybody liked when Donovan stopped running, but he was also injured a lot before
that happened. That's what happens to quarterbacks that expose themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we drafted. Sorry.
No. And again, it,
no,
it's,
yeah, yeah, it's, yes.
No, but here's the thing.
You know what? Guess what Houston drafted? Guess who Houston drafted?
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think they don't want him?
You think that they don't want him to change a little bit to stay healthy and
not
get sacked as much?
He's not going to change.
Then they're never going to win.
Yeah, well, okay.
888-729-9494.
Ike,
that's fine.
Oh, well, then you need to go draft the pot. You should have kept Nick Foles then. Oh,
no, you,
God,
no,
damn,
you,
I shouldn't have said that.
But what you do is
that he got injured being in the pocket.
But what you do is you pick and choose your spots better, and then you don't get killed, especially when your offensive line can't block for you. Like on Sunday night where you're trying to win a game.
He's going
to
figure that out.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese.
You'd say he took one unnecessary hit?
Hmm?
One unnecessary hit.
I mean,
the rib shot.
I'm sure he took some other unnecessary hits if he gets the ball out sooner. I didn't say that he was being reckless with it. He You just got to be smarter about
it. I'm just asking whether or not you thought it was one or not.
Hey, coming up, Larry Anderson at 3 o'clock.
I'm just asking whether or not you thought it was one or not.
I don't have my chart with me. I left it at home, so I'll get back to you on that. Larry Anderson's coming up at 3 o'clock. Ike, Angelo this morning with Gabe straight up asked him if anyone has talked about his job. We'll play it for you coming up. Angelo this morning and Larry Anderson, and I'm going to ask Larry what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Is this on Gabe? Is this going to end up being on Gabe, I guess is the real question. Because I don't think it's on Gabe.
But not, I think it's not Gabe's fault.
It's not Gabe's fault.
8887. He's got to get the ball out quickly. Quicker.
Right. Exactly. Make him healthier. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. We're back. Don't go.
Hey, football's better when you've got some skin in the game. And luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. And even better, you can do it risk-free because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet worth up to $5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.